Hallelujah. 主内诸位长老、执事、同龄，大家平安。
Hallelujah. Elders, ministers, and brothers and sisters, peace be with you all.
我们下午一起来查考新年立新志。
This afternoon, my topic for mutual encouragement is New Year, New Resolution.
因为今年是2011年的第一天。
Today is the first day of the year 2011.
我们早上查考了要在基督里面，在主里面做新人。
In the morning, we have had a sharing of how to become a new person in the Lord.
我们看回来以弗所书的第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4 of the book of Ephesians.
二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 23.
以弗所书第四章二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 23. To be made new in the attitude of your minds.
二十三节这里说要将我们的心智改换一新。
In verse 23, it says to be made new in the attitude of your mind.
这句话有两个意思。
There are two meanings to this.
第一个就是我们早上所查考的。
First is what we've talked about in the morning.
我们要在基督里面做个新人，我们的心思意念，我们的想法要常常有改变。
We have to become a new person in the Lord. We have to always change our thoughts and concepts.
我们信主之前都有自己的看法。
Before we have belief in the Lord, we have our own opinion.
我们活在世上也接触很多世界的看法。
As we live in this world, we have a lot of messages from the world.
这是会影响我们的心。
Which will affect our hearts.
私欲多的时候，我们的心就会渐渐变坏，变旧。
And as our selfish desires increase, our self will become corrupt.
所以我们要常常用主的道，用主的圣灵来改变我们的心。
So we have to often change our hearts through the words of the Lord Jesus.
心改变了，其他我们一切所遭遇的都会改变。
When our hearts have changed, everything that we encounter will also change.
如果心不改变，
If we don't change our hearts,
在其他方面来努力也是没有用的。
Then no matter how hard we try, it will be of no use.
所以我们要以基督耶稣的心作为我们的心。
So we have to take the heart of the Christ as our own heart.
第一这一节也有另外一个解释。
There's another interpretation to this verse.
这是我们的心智要改变，这是我们要有新的立志。
To say that we have to change our mind, it means that we have to make new resolutions.
既然我们的想法改变，那么我们想做的事也会改变。
Since our minds are changing, then what we want to do should also change.
一个基督徒怎么会常常进步呢？
How can a Christian always improve him or herself?
他要常常有新的立志。
The Christian has to often make new resolutions.
而把这些立志行出来。
And to practice them out.
看腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
十三节。
Verse 13.
腓立比书第二章十三节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 13. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose.
这一节圣经很重要。
This is a very important verse.
是讲我们作为基督徒神的儿女一个立志。
This is talking about how we should make resolution as children of God.
这也是讲属灵的立志，跟世上的立志不一样。
Here, when we talk about resolution, we're talking about spiritual resolution, not worldly ones.
小孩子小时候立志。
As children, they may make resolutions since they're young.
我以后要当医生。
I want to become a doctor in the future.
这是很好的立志。
This is a good resolution.
有人说，我要三十岁以前要赚到一百万。
Some people say that I am determined to make $1 million before the age of 30.
这也是很好的例子。
This is also a good resolution.
别人说我要三十岁以前，我要买到大房子。
Some people say that I want to be able to purchase a big house before the age of 30.
我是练到博士。
Or I want to get my first PhD.
这个都是很好的例子。
All these are good resolutions.
但是那些例子呢，是由我们自己所生出来的。
However, those resolutions came from our own will.
跟属灵的立志不一样。
They are different from spiritual resolutions.
如果我们仔细看第十三节。
If we examine verse 13 in detail.
一个属灵的人为什么他会立志？
Why would a spiritual person make resolutions?
不是因为他本身很想去做这件事情。
It's not because he himself wants to do something.
而是因为神的力量在他心里面运行。
But because God is working in him.
催逼他。
To will and act.
他知道神要他去做什么。
So that this person knows what God wants him to do.
然后他就会去立志。
And then he will make resolution.
然后把他行出来。
Then he will practice it out.
所以这个属灵的立志的源头的力量是圣灵的感动。
So the source of power of spiritual blessings is the movement of the Holy Spirit.
这个力量很大。
This power is great.
那么有人说，我都没有感觉到我要立什么志向啊。
But some people say that I've never really wanted to make any resolution.
我在世上有很多立志，但是我属灵上好像还没有立志。
Perhaps I have a lot of worldly resolutions, but not spiritual ones.
我们可能是因为我们跟神的关系不够深。
Then perhaps this is because our relationship with God is not very good.
就好像那个手机，有时候在网络很弱的地方收不到讯号。
Just like our cell phone, if the reception is not good, we are not being able to use it.
太弱了。
Because the reception is too weak.
离开那个发射塔太远了。
Because it is too far from any source of reception.
它收不到讯号。
And you cannot receive any signals.
所以如果我们跟神的关系是很亲密的。
So if our relationship with God is very close,
神会常常感动我们。
God will often move us.
会帮助我们立一些属灵的志向。
He will help us set spiritual resolutions.
因为是神要做的事，这感动我们去替他做出来。
Because God wants to do something and He will move us to carry it out.
而成就了他的美意。
To complete His wonderful will.
那我们今天就来看看。在属灵上，我们要立什么新的志向
？So today, let's see what kind of spiritual resolutions we should make.
第一点
，First，
我们要立志讨神的喜悦。
We have to resolve to please God.
请看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians.
第五章
，Chapter Five，
第九节
，Verse Nine。
哥林多后书第五章第九节。
Second Corinthians Chapter Five, Verse Nine。So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home, in the body, or away from it.
保罗这里立了一个新志。
Here, Paul made a new resolution.
就是很简单，就是要得到主的喜悦。
It's very simple. It's to please God.
我们当然一辈子信仰上有很多事情要做。
Of course, throughout our entire life, there are many things we should do for our faith.
要追求。
We have to pursue after them.
但是如果只用一句话来把它概括了。就是这句话。
However, if we were to sum it up with one phrase, then it would be this one.
我们一辈子最重要的就是要讨主的喜悦。
The most important goal of our life is to please God.
为什么要讨主的喜悦？
Why do we need to please Him?
因为一个人如果要得到神的祝福的话，最大的秘诀就是要得到神的喜悦。
Because if a person wants to receive the blessings from God, then the key is that he pleases God.
我们想想看，如果我们在公司上班。
Let's think about this. If you work at a company,
如果老板好喜欢你
and the boss likes you very much,
升职第一个就想到你
whenever there's promotion, you would be the first that comes to his mind.
老板好欣赏你
and your boss really respects your ability and talent.
加薪一定加给你最多
whenever there's a raise, you get the most.
如果爸爸妈妈在家里面最喜欢你
if you are the favorite of your parents at home,
爸爸妈妈自然会流露对你更多的爱。
Then your parents will reveal some extra love for you.
这个是很自然的。
This is very natural.
因为我们会对我们喜欢的人会特别好。
Because we tend to treat people we like a little bit better.
今天我们很多人不断的追求，希望得到神的祝福。
Today, a lot of us do a lot of things trying to pursue after the blessings of God.
常常祷告。
They pray very often.
常常向神要求东西。
They often request.Things from God.
但是有时候我们忘记了。
However, sometimes we neglect.
怎么才可以得到神的祝福呢？
As to the key to obtain God's blessing.
我们不需要为祝福本身而向神来求。
We don't have to specifically pray for those blessings.
我们呢反而要追求什么？
Instead, what should we pursue after?
主啊，你帮助我做一个你喜欢的人。
Oh Lord, please help me to become a person of your heart.
如果你喜欢我。
If you are pleased with me,
你有什么东西不会给我呢？
Then you will give me everything.
我还需要一样一样的求吗？
Do I still need to pray for one blessing after another?
就算我忘记求啊，
Even if I forget to pray for them,
你都会给我。
You will still give it to me.
所以关键就是我们有没有成为一个神所喜欢的人。
So the key is whether we have become a person pleasing to God.
圣经里面记载有好些圣徒都是神所喜欢的人。
The Bible records that there were a lot of saints, they were pleasing to God.
神的福气一生的随着他们。
And God's blessings followed them all the days of their life.
像约瑟，他十七岁就被卖到埃及去。
Just like Joseph, he was sold to Egypt when he was 17.
但是约瑟很敬畏神。
However, he revered God.
他心中有神的道理。
In his heart, he kept the words of God.
所以虽然被卖到埃及去。
So even though he was sold to Egypt.
在波提法的家里来当苦工。
He was doing hard labor in the house of Potiphar.
但是神就是喜欢约瑟。
However, God was pleased with Joseph.
让他做什么东西都很顺利。
So in whatever he did, he prospered.
一下子就升到当家宰。
So quickly he became the steward, the manager of the household of his master.
根本自己都不用去追求升职。
He didn't even need to fight for a promotion.
神就祝福他做什么顺利什么。
God blessed him so that in everything he did, he prospered.
后来他要被陷害，下到监牢里面。
Later, he was falsely accused and he was put into prison.
但是神的同在却没有因为他在监牢里面而改变。
However, this does not change the abidance of God.
因为神很喜欢约瑟。
Because God was very pleased with him.
所以他很快就在监狱长眼前蒙恩。
So quickly he found favor in the eyes of jailers.
去到监牢里面，反而成为监牢的这个管理人。
So he became a manager in the jail.
后来得到机会。
Later he received an opportunity.
替法老王解梦。
He interpreted dreams for Pharaoh.
这样子他就步步的高升。
And in this way he became promoted higher and higher.
原因不是因为他的能力比别人强。
The reason wasn't that he had higher ability than other people.
而是因为神很喜欢他。
But because God was very pleased with him.
去到哪里都祝福他。
So wherever he went, God blessed him.
所以我们今天最重要的是要追求神喜不喜欢我。
So today, the most important thing for us to pursue after is to please God.
那怎么样我们才可以得到神的喜欢呢？
How can we please God?
我们看过来这个哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
哥罗西书的第一章第十节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 10.
哥罗西书的第一章第十节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 10. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God.
这里告诉我们怎么样得到神的喜悦。
Here it tells us how to please God.
第一，就是我们行事为人要对得起神。
First is that we have to live a life worthy of the Lord.
我们做什么事情啊？第一个要对自己负责。
In whatever we do, first we have to be responsible.
没有第二个人可以替我们负责的。
There's no one else who can, who we can hold it to account.
自己要对自己的事情负责。
We have to give an account for our own decision.
但是这个还不够。
However, this is not enough.
我们要想想，我们所做的对不对得起神呢？
We have to think whether what we are doing has fallen short of God's expectation.
就是配不配得起我们的身份。
Which means that are we living a life worthy of the Lord and our status as children of the Lord?
如果我们做得起，对得起，对，做事情对得起神。
If what we do is pleasing to the Lord,
神就会祝福我们。
Then God will bless us.
有一个弟兄在一个电子词典的这个大公司当总经理。
There was a brother who was working in a big computing company.
Dictionary 的哈，非常的高级。
A computing dictionary company.
那么他有一天他的下属一个部门的主管就跟他讲。
And one day, one of his subordinates told him.
他说我们现在这个原料供应有问题，不是很足够。
That currently our supplies are not very sufficient.
因为现在这个材料，全世界的供应都很紧张。
Because worldwide the supplies are in a shortage.
所以这个部门主管就跟这个总经理，我们的信徒讲。
So the subordinate told our brother.
我们能不能去跟我们的这个 supplier， 我们的供应商给他一些回扣，来确保他会常常把这个材料供给我们。
Can we give some benefit to our suppliers
kickback,
to a kickback to our suppliers to ensure that they will give their business to us？
这个都是社会上非常普遍的一个手法。
Or these are common methods used in society。
你做生意要抢利益、抢关系，都是用这种台底之下的这个交易。
When you do business, in order for you to maximize your profit, you have to do a lot of things under the table.
但是我们这位信徒。
However, our brother.
这个总经理跟他讲。
He was the CEO and he told him.
我们不用这种方法。
Let's not use this kind of method.
我们要做，就是要用正途来做。
If we want to do business, let's do it legitimately.
你应该好好去跟对方建立关系。
You are supposed to try your best to establish a good business relationship with the
supplier. 不是用钱来买关系。
But don't use money to buy the relationship.
就是让对方感觉到你的专诚，你的这个忠诚。
We have to let the suppliers know your loyalty.
不是走这个捷径，不是走 shortcut.
Let's not take a shortcut.
因为这位总经理这位信徒知道说，我们做事情要按着神的旨意，要对得起神。
Because this brother knew that in whatever we do, we have to live a life worthy of the Lord.
如果对不起神啊，赚到很多钱都没有用，心良心都不平安。
If we don't live a life worthy of the Lord, then even if we make a lot of money, you will not do well with your conscience.
这位下属就听到他这样做，这样说，就是这样做了。
So this subordinate heard what our brother said, so he did accordingly.
其实这位我们的信徒这样讲的时候，也是需要很大的信心的。
Actually, when this brother made this decision, it required a lot of faith.
神就是祝福他。
However, God really blessed him.
这个问题很快就解决了。
So the problem was solved very quickly.
没有用到什么钱。
He didn't even have to spend much money.
反正对方的信任，这个公司就不断的来源源的供应这个材料。
But they earned the trust of the suppliers, and they kept supplying to them.
所以只要有神的同在。
So as long as we have the abundance of the Lord,
只要神喜悦我们，
as long as God is pleased with us,
我们的问题都可以解决，
then all our problems can be solved.
我们有一位弟兄，
we had a brother,
他年轻的时候是念这个海洋的工程，
when he was young, he was studying marine engineering.
那么他就随着那个船队，那个船到处世界各地去跑。
So he traveled around with different ships.For his work.
他其实不是专门来修那个机器的。
He was actually not a mechanic.
但是呢，有一天，他在海洋的中间那个船突然间就停了下来。
But one day in the middle of the vast ocean, suddenly the ship stopped.
我们知道在海中间船停下来是很危险的事。
We know that this is a very dangerous thing.
那个船长大副那些所谓的机器工程师都没有办法把那个船再次的发动。
So the captains and the mechanics were not able to restart the ship.
大家都在想，到底怎么办？到底怎么办
？And everybody was wondering what to do.
但是这个时候，我们这位弟兄
At this time, our brother
就跟船长讲
，told the captain
什么问题
？What's the matter？
船长说，这个部分坏掉不能动，都没有办法会修。
Captain said that this part is broken and nobody knows how to fix it.
那个弟兄说，让我试试看吧。
So the brother said, let me try.
为什么这个弟兄那么大胆
？How come this brother had so much guts？
平常在船上没有事情的时候就看圣经。
Because while he was on the ship, if he had nothing to do, he would read the Bible.
看完圣经就把那些船上那些 menu 那些说明书所以就翻一翻，所以他都了解。
After he read the Bible, he started to read different manuals on the ships, so he started to know a lot of the mechanics of the ship.
但是他也没有信心，他也没有信心说一定可以修的。
However, he didn't really have the confidence that he would actually be able to fix it.
让我就试试看吧。
But he thought, just let me try it.
这样摸一摸，弄一弄，就给他弄好了。
So he started to try to fix different parts, and then it started to work.
他也不晓得自己怎么把它弄好的。
He didn't even know how he made it work.
这是神与他同在。
This was because God was with him.
像但以理在巴比伦这个帝国里面。
Just like Daniel in the kingdom of Babylon.
因为但以理立志保守自己的圣洁。
Because he was determined to keep his purity.
所以神很喜欢他。
So God was pleased with him.
当神喜欢你的时候。
When God is pleased with you,
神也会让你身边的人也会喜欢你。
God will also cause you to be able to find favor, in other people's eyes.
我们会在别人眼前蒙恩，因为神的恩在我们身上。
And other people will be pleased with us because God is pleased with us.
这么新的一年
，So in this new year,
我们要向神求什么
？What should we pray to God for?
主啊，我做什么，我就立志让你喜欢我。
Oh Lord, in whatever I do. Please help me to make a determination to please you.
我要做一个你喜欢的小孩。
I want to become a child pleasing in your eyes.
我们就会得到神的祝福。
Then we'll be blessed by God.
第二点。
Second.
我们要立志，讲话嘴唇没有过失。
We have to make a resolution to restrain our words.
诗篇的十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 17.
十七篇的第三节。
Psalm 17, verse 13.
诗篇十七篇第三节。
Psalm 17, verse 13. Rise up, O Lord, confront them. Bring them down. Rescue me from the wicked by your sword.
十七篇第三节。
Excuse me, chapter 17, verse 3.Though you probe my heart and examine me at night, though you test me, you will find nothing. I have resolved that my mouth will not sin.
十七章第三节，这里大卫的诗篇还有他的祷告。
Here in chapter 17, verse 3, it's the Psalm of David.
我要立志，叫我嘴巴，我的口中没有过失。
I have resolved that my mouth will not sin.
为什么他有这种立志呢？
Why did he have this kind of resolution?
因为他知道他的嘴巴是最容易犯错的一个地方。
Because he knew that his mouth was the very a common source of mistakes.
圣经早就告诉我们。
The Bible has already told us.
雅各书第三章。
In James chapter 3.
第二节。
Verse 2.
雅各书三章第二节讲得很清楚。
James chapter 3 verse 2, it tells us very clearly.
原来我们在许多事上都有过失，如果人在言语上没有过失，他就是完全人，能够勒住自己的全身。
We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he's a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check.
我们想想看，我们过去的一年呢，2010年总共讲了几句话呢？
Let's look back at the year 2010. How many words have we spoken?
可能太多了，没有办法数。
Perhaps there are too many to count it out.
但是我们想看，我们讲了几有几句话是我们希望我们没有讲的，就是后悔啊，讲太快了，讲错了。
However, let's think about how many sentences that we have altered are the ones that we regret and we wish to take it back.
讲了出来之后，哎呀，跟别人的关系都受了亏损。
After we have altered them.Our relationship with other people have become worsened.
讲了之后，神不喜欢我们。
After we have spoken those words, God was not pleased with us.
讲了之后，对自己的情况没有帮助，反而呢，更痛苦。
After we spoken those words, our situation has not improved, but they exacerbated.
这也说很多的过失，其实都是从嘴巴发出的。
Here it's telling us that there are a lot of faults that originate from our mouth.
所以灵修最大的功课就是克服自己的舌头。
So the biggest spiritual lesson is to restrain our tongue.
我们可以讲话，但是我们要求神帮助我们，嘴巴上不要犯错。
We can speak, but we have to pray for God to guide us so that we don't sin with our mouth.
有一个人呢，他脾气很不好。
There was a person with a very bad temper.
他常常发脾气。
He was often worked up.
发脾气的时候，常讲了一些话，很生气的话。
And when he was very mad, he would say a lot of words in his anger.
他有一次就去找一个有智慧的老人。
One day he went to find a wise man.
他想请教他。
He wants to consult this wise man.
到底我怎么来改变？
How can I change?
那个智慧的老人给他十根钉子。
So the wise man gave him 10 nails.
拿一个锤。
And he took a hammer.
那老人家叫他说。
And the wise man told him.
你现在把这十个钉子啊，随便钉在这个木的墙壁上。
Take the 10 nails and the hammer and hammer the 10 nails randomly at the wooden wall.
我这个还不容易，一下子就钉好了。
And he thought this is easy, so he quickly nailed all 10 nails into the wall.
那个老人呢，就跟他讲，好，现在请你一根一根把它拔出来。
So the wise man said, okay, now take them out one by one.
哇，拔出来就比较难了。
Well,
需要点力气。
That's not so easy anymore. You need a lot of strength to pull them out.
拔出来之后。
After he took them out.
老人家就跟他讲。
The wise man said to him.
你看看墙壁上还剩下什么。
Look at the wall. What do you see?
十个洞。
10 holes.
老人家就跟他讲。
So the wise man said to him.
你每次发脾气。
Every time when you get angry.
你每次讲那些你很想讲的话。
Every time you said words in your anger,
发泄了你的脾气之后呢?
To vent your anger,
很多东西是不能改变的。
A lot of things still can't change.
钉子拔出来，以为是没有，其实洞都在里面。
After you pull out the nail, you think that the nails are no longer in the wall, but you can still see the hole.
那个洞都吃得很深。
And the holes are very deep.
虽然你可以油漆啦，或是用那个灰啦把它抹，但是其实里面还是空。
Even though you can use paint or other material to fill them up, however, inside they are still empty.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
话语可以伤人。
Words can pierce people's hearts.
话语可以杀人。
Words can kill.
话语可以不好的话可以点起轮子，从地狱里面点起生命的轮子。
But negative words can ignite the wheel of fire from hell.
就是影响我们自己的灵命。
Which means that it will affect our own spirituality.
破坏我们人与人之间的关系。
And damage our interpersonal relationship.
如果我们跟我们身边的人的关系很不好。
If we don't have a good relationship with the people around us.
很可能就是我们的嘴巴不好。
Then very possibly it's because of our words.
自己可能不知道。
perhaps we don't even realize it.
圣经有这样子勉励我们。
The Bible encourages us this way.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第五章，第六章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第四节。
Verse 4.
以弗所书第六章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4.
你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。这里是保罗勉励我们做父母的。
Here, Paul encourages us who are parents.
其实不单只是做父母的，我们做每一个角色都是一样。
In fact, not just for the parents, but for every one of us.
这是尤其是做父母的。
But especially for the parents.
就是不要惹儿女的气啊。
Do not exasperate your children.
什么叫惹儿女的气？
What does it mean by exasperate your children?
有时候我们对儿女有期待。
Sometimes we have expectations of our children.
就是他们达不到我们的期待的时候。
When they are not able to live up to the expectations.
我们就很生气。
We become very mad.
我们很想他变得好。
We really want them to become better.
很心急。
And we're very anxious.
我们会讲一些负面的话来刺激他。
So we might try to use negative words to try to compel them.
其实不是希望他不好，而是呢想刺激他，所以他会变好。
Our intention is not to do damage to our children, but instead to compel them to be better.
譬如说他不喜欢读书。
For example, if your child doesn't like to study.
你很紧张，你很喜欢他，你很希望他认真读书。
And you are very nervous about this because you really want your child to study hard.
就开始骂了。
So you started to scold him.
你这个人，你看你以后不读书了。
You look at you, you don't like to study.
死路一条，我看你。
Then in the future you will come to a dead end.
烂泥一团。
You are just some dead wood.
以后跟什么社会怎么样竞争
？Later, how can you compete in society?
这种话我们都好像觉得好像上一代有时候这样骂过我们，说不定。
Perhaps a lot of us here, our parents have scolded us this way.
真的，我们以为说，这个话一代传一代，我也这样骂下去啊，结果呢，孩子都不理你。
Truly, we feel that these kinds of words, they were passed from our preceding generation to us, so we can still use the same way to our children. But when you said them, sometimes your children just ignore you.
这个就是叫惹儿女的气。
This means to exasperate your children.
就是你会用一些负面的话，想要刺激他变好，结果他变得更坏。
Which means that you use negative words to try to compel them to become better, but it actually backfired.
鼓励的话会改变人，但是负面的话呢，会伤害人。
Words of encouragement can change a person. However, negative words will hurt a person.
所以你觉得说，我讲了这些负面的话，气话，也就是气话，讲了之后，他反而没有改变，反而更糟糕。你知道说，这种话就不能继续讲下去。
So if you have used negative words or have spoken words in your anger in the past and it has negative effect, then you should not say them anymore.
鼓励的话力量很大。
Words of encouragement are very powerful.
这种批评或责备的这种。惹气的话呢，伤害力也更大。
But criticism, negative words, or words in your anger, they are very hurtful.
如果我们希望新的一年我们有新的美满的关系
，So if we hope that we can enjoy a good relationship in this new year,
多对我们的太太讲正面的话
，Then we have to speak positive words to our wife.
多对我们的先生讲鼓励的话
，We have to speak words of encouragement to our husband.
多对我们的儿女。讲正面的话
We have to speak positive words to our children.
多对我们的父母说感谢的话
We have to speak words of thanksgiving to our parents.
所以我们试试看立志
So try this, make resolution.
只讲正面的话
Speak only positive words.
至少让正面的话多过负面的话
At the very least, speak more positive words than negative words.
身边的关系，我们自己的心情也会改变。
Then our relationship with the people around us and our own mood will change.
所以我们就立志在我们的口没有过失。
So we have to make resolutions so that we will not sin with our mouth.
更不要讲那些不造就的话。
And do not say words that are not edifying.
所以这个是第二个立志。
So this is the second resolution.
我们试试看2011年讲过的话，当然没有办法每一句写下来。
Let's try this. Of course, we're not able to write down every sentence we speak in the year 2011.
但是你可以试试看记载，你讲过些正面的话，结果对方改变了，这个果效你写下来，一定有。
But you can try. If you have speak any positive words and the other person has changed because of this, then write it down.
圣经说，正直人的言语力量何等大。
The Bible says, how powerful are the words of the righteous.
第三个立志。
So the third resolution.
我们要立志遵行考究。神的话
is that we should be resolved to follow and to study the will of the words of God.
以斯拉记第七章第十节。
Let's turn to
以斯拉记 Ezra chapter 7.
Ezra chapter 7.
以斯拉记第七章第十节。
Ezra chapter 7 verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
以斯拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法。要将律例典章教训以色列人。
For Ezra had devoted himself to the study and observance of the law of the Lord and to teaching its decrees and laws in Israel.
这里是记载一段信仰复兴的开始。
Here it records the time of revival of faith.
以色列百姓他们信仰低落了很多年了。
The Israelites had very low faith for many years.
圣殿被毁。
Their temple was destroyed.
家破人亡。
Their homes were broken.
被掳到巴比伦
and they were, captured to Babylon.
很难得神的怜悯呢，让他们被掳七十年之后回归重建圣殿。
But by God's mercy, 70 years after they were captured, they were able to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
圣殿建好了。
They have finished rebuilding the temple.
物质的殿要建起来不是最难。
The hardest thing wasn't to rebuild the physical temple.
最难的是信仰本质上的一个复兴，这是他的看不见的部分。
But the hardest part was actually invisible. It was the revival of their faith.
这个复兴的工作要谁来带领呢？
And who should lead this work of reviving faith?
这个工作就是由以斯拉来带领。
That work fell on Ezra.
所以以斯拉就从巴比伦要回到耶路撒冷。
So Ezra was about, Ezra returned to Jerusalem from Babylon.
我们看了第七章的第八节。
Let's read chapter 7, verse 9.
第九节，正月初一日，他从巴比伦启程，因他神施恩的手帮助他，五月初一就到了耶路撒冷。这里是记载，以斯拉正月的一号开始出发，要去耶路撒冷。
Here it records that Babylon, that Ezra began his journey from Babylon to Jerusalem on the first day of the first month.
跟我们今天一样，都是一月一号。
Which is the same as today, it's January 1st.
以斯拉他这个人是有神在他里面立了一个心志，我要回去耶路撒冷。
God was in the heart of Ezra, and he made a resolution to return to Jerusalem.
神感动他的。
God moved him.
巴比伦虽然很舒服，但是不是我久留的地方。
Even though Babylon was very comfortable, but it wasn't a place that I should stay for long.
他是个祭司。
He was a priest.
也是很懂圣经。
And he knew the scriptures.
他知道他的使命在哪里。
He knew where his mission lies.
1月1号出发去耶路撒冷。
So on the first day of the first month, he set off for Jerusalem.
他离开他舒服的生活。
He left his life of comfort.
走路啊，要走了差不多四个月，要五月一号才到。
He walked for around 4 months, and he arrived at Jerusalem only on the first day of the fifth month.
要复兴信仰要做什么呢？
So what do you have to do to revive the faith of the Israelites?
第十节这里说他的立志。
Verse 10 described his resolution.
第一就是要考究圣经。
First is to study the law of the Lord.
他知道如果没有认真的查考圣经的话，不可能复兴信仰。
He knew that if he didn't study the scriptures, with a lot of work and study very hard, then he would not be able to revive faith.
今天为什么有时候我们的信心软弱了？
Today, how come sometimes our faith is weak?
我们的问题比我们的恩典还多。
Our problems are more numerous than our blessings.
为什么？
Why?
找不到答案。
We're not able to find answers.
因为我们没有立志考究圣经。
Because we have not made the resolution to study the Bible.
人生所有的问题的答案都在圣经里面。
The answer to all problems in life can be found in the Bible.
你不读圣经，拼命在外面要找答案，对不起，你一定会失望。
If you don't read the Bible, but you keep seeking answer elsewhere, then of course you will be disappointed.
所以以斯拉知道，全百姓最大的问题是信仰低落。
So Ezra knew that the biggest problem for the Israelites was their weak faith.
重新复兴要从读圣经开始。
In order for them to revive their faith, they have to begin with studying the scriptures.
要认真的去查考。
They must diligently study the scriptures.
今天我们生活太忙碌了。
Today we all have busy lives.
我们有时候只是一个礼拜来听一听道理。
Sometimes we only come to listen to sermons once a week.
可能自己在家里没有空读圣经。
Perhaps at our home we never read the Bible.
其实不是没有空。
But in fact, it's not that we really don't have the time.
是没有这个立志。
It's that we didn't make the resolution.
难道我们没有空看报纸吗？
Do we have the time to read the newspaper?
没有空听新闻吗？
Do we have the time to listen to the news?
没有空看连续剧吗？
Do we have the time to watch soap opera?
没有空去运动吗？
Do we have the time to go exercise?
都有空啊。
We have the time to do all of these.
那为什么读圣经没有空？
So how come you say you don't have the time to read the Bible?
没有这个励志。
It's just because there is no resolution.
读圣经要励志的。
In order for you to study the Bible, you have to first make the resolution.
第一次40个学生参加学生联会。
For our spiritual convocation, we had 40 students.
我问他们，你们学生有几个信主到现在那么久了，有读过圣经一遍的举手。
I asked them that a lot of you have believed in the Lord for such a long time. How many of you have read the Bible once?
没有两三只手。
There were only two or three hands that were raised.
大家都很不好意思。
And people, they were very embarrassed.
有读了，以前创世纪开始。
Oh yeah, I've read them from Genesis.
读到出埃及就出不了埃及。
And then I read to Exodus, and I never really left Egypt afterwards.
那个圣经都是出埃及的部分呢，创世纪黑的，其他都是白的。
So,
还有马太福音那个地方是有点黑的，因为都是摸那边。
I have a lot of highlights in the book of Genesis, but everywhere else in my Bible, they're just blank.
圣经认识我了，我不认识他。
So the Bible knows me, but I don't know it.
为什么？
Why?
没有这个心智。
Because they have not made the resolution.
所以传道人告诉年轻人。
So as preachers, I told you.
做一个主内的年轻人，一定要读圣经。
As a youth in the Lord, you have to study the Bible.
怎么读？
How do you study it?
回家，电脑先不要开，先读圣经才开电脑。
When you go home, do not turn on your computer. Read the Bible first before turning it on.
不要一回去就上 Facebook， 一回去就打电脑。
Don't log onto the Facebook or start to start typing on your computer as soon as you return home.
我不知道 Facebook 不好了，我也有 Facebook 啊，但是不要花太多时间。
I'm not saying that Facebook.
整天都在上面，我看到有人整天都在网上。
I also have Facebook, but I'm saying don't spend too much time on it. I see some people, they were on Facebook all day long.
可以用，但是呢，先读圣经才用。
You can use your computer, but read the Bible first before using it.
先读圣经才看电视。
Read the Bible first before turning on TV.
不读圣经，不做别的事。
If you don't read the Bible, don't do anything.
甚至鼓励我们的儿女先读圣经才读书。
We even have to encourage our children to read the Bible before studying.
神会赐给你智慧。
God will give you wisdom.
因为圣经啊，神呢是智慧的源头啊。
Because God is the source of wisdom.
哇，你有了神的话语，什么东西你遇到生命当中的任何困难可以解决。
If you have the words of God, then no matter what kind of problem you encounter in your life, it can be solved.
所以以斯拉有三个立志，这里说好，我们要把它圈起来。
So Ezra made three determinations here. Let's highlight them.
第一，这立志要查考，要考究。
First, he made the determination to study the law of the Lord.
查考还不够。
But this is not enough.
我们立志读圣经，不是要当圣经专家来教导别人。
When we make the resolution to study the Bible, it's not so that we can become an expert to educate other people.
考究完了要遵行。
After we have studied, we have to put them into practice.
我今天听了这个道理。
We have heard the teachings today.
我今天读了这一章这一节。
And I read this verse or that chapter.
我这个礼拜也没有办法把它行出来。
Can I practice the teachings out?
好，把立志把它遵行。
We have to make resolutions to follow the teachings.
然后最后是教训以色列百姓。
Lastly, he made the resolution to teach the decrees and laws of the Lord to Israelites.
所以以斯拉有这个立志非常好。
So Ezra had those resolutions and they were very good.
所以他就能够带领以色列百姓复兴起来。
That's how he could lead the people of Israel to revive their faith.
如果我们的家庭信仰复兴。
If our faith in our family has been revived.
家里什么的问题都可以解决。
Then every problem in our family can be solved.
夫妻问题、儿女问题、教养问题，通通都没有问题。
Any problem between the spouses or with our children or with their education, they can all be solved.
所有的问题都是出于信仰的问题。
All problems came from problems with our faith.
因为魔鬼是天空中属灵气的恶魔啊，他是在控制人的心呢。
Because Satan is the evil one belonging to the air, and he can control human hearts.
心被魔鬼控制就有问题啊。
And when our hearts have been controlled by Satan, then there will be problems.
心如果归向神就没有问题。
If our heart has turned to God, then it will not have any problem.
所以我们信的人要带领家人读圣经。
So we have to lead our whole household to read the Bible.
来祷告。
And to pray.
最后一个例子。
The last example.
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
十五章。
Romans chapter 15.
二十节。
Verse 20.
罗马书十五章二十节。
Romans chapter 15 verse 20.
我立的志向 不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。
It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I will not be building on someone else's foundation.
这是保罗一个志向。
That was the resolution of Paul.
保罗一辈子都献出给传福音的工作。
Throughout his life, Paul dedicated himself to preaching the gospel.
但是他有个志向，希望可以在没有教会、没有被传过福音的地方去传福音。
But he had a resolution to preach the gospel where Christ was not known.
其他地方已经有人建立根基了，他不用去了。
If someone else has laid the foundation in a certain place, then he doesn't need to go there because the foundation has already been laid.
我们人都希望在一个舒服的环境 ，comfort zone。
We all hope to live in our comfort zone.
比如说我们这个教会很大。
For example, our chapel is quite big.
很舒服，很多人。
It's very comfortable. We have a lot of people.
我们很满足啊。
And we are very content.
每个礼拜来这里机会多好啊。
It's very good to come here every week for service.
对保罗来说。
However, for Paul.
他的心智不在一个地方。
He was not determined to just stay at one place.
他看到更多的地方还没有教会。
He saw that there are still many other places that didn't have church.
更多的地方还没有人认识神。
There were many places where the people there did not know God.
所以他在传福音上面有一个立志。
So he made this resolution in his ministry.
所以我们最后一个立志就是我们立志在2011年要传福音，带人信主。
So our last resolution for the year 2011 is that we bring people to the Lord to preach the gospel.
立志至少带一个人，带一个人来。
We have to make the resolution to bring at least one person before the Lord.
当然带不带得到，这是有主的安排。但是我们起码要有这个立志，因为有立了志，才会每天为这个事情祷告。
Of course, whether we eventually succeed would be up to the Lord. However, at the very least, we have to make the resolution. Because only after we have made the resolution will we pray for this matter every day.
有一个姐妹分享。
There was a sister who shared.
她有一天就去买东西。
One day she went to purchase something.
那个店员就跟她聊起天来。
And the cashier told her.
新年快乐。
Happy New Year.
新年快乐。
So she said Happy New Year.
她说感谢神。他说感谢神，那个店员说感谢神。
And the cashier said, "Thank God."
他们也说，哦，感谢主。
And she said, "Thank the Lord."
那个店员说，你也是基督徒。
And the cashier said, "Oh, you're also a Christian."
我也是基督徒。
And she said, "Yeah, I'm also a Christian."
他们在问，你是什么教会
？And the cashier asked her, "Which church do you go to?"
我是真耶稣教会。
I go to True Jesus Church.
你呢？你是什么教会
？How about you?
他说，哦，某某教堂。
I belong to this church.
但是呢？我已经很久没有去那边了。
But I haven't really went to church for a long time.
我现在在找教会。
Right now, I'm actually looking for a church.
这个姐妹听到说她在找教会，哇，感谢神啊，这个机会来了。
The sister heard that she was actually looking for a church, so she thought the opportunity has come.
为什么你不去那间教会
？So how come you are not going to the church you used to go to anymore?
她回答。
The cashier said.
那个教会没有生命。
There was no life in that church.
这个回答。值得我们思考。
We should reflect on this answer.
有人说外教会很好啊，很多活动啊，很大，人很多啊。
Some people say that other denominations are very good. They have a lot of activities and a lot of members.
没有错，表面上看起来都很热闹。
That's true. On the surface, it seems like it's very fun.
有没有生命
？Churches. However, do they have life?
他的正道有没有生命
？Do their sermons have life?
有没有按照神的话语来讲
？Do they speak based on the words of God?
有没有体会圣灵？
Do they experience the Holy Spirit?
如果都没有,
if they have not,
每个礼拜去热热闹闹,
then every day you go to those churches to have some fun and to join the activities.
很多活动, 但是没有生命,
to participate in those activities, but there is still no life.
这个姐妹赶快把她把握机会, 跟她交换电话, 以后邀请你来教会。
So the sister took hold of this good opportunity to exchange contacts with the cashier and invite her to come to our church.
有时候我们觉得传福音很难。
Sometimes we feel like preaching the gospel is so hard.
其实难是因为难在我们没有很主动的积极。
In fact, it is hard because we don't take the initiative.
如果我们每天都为这个事情祷告。
If every day we pray for this matter.
主耶稣一定给我们开路。
Then the Lord Jesus will surely open a way.
碰到有心要追求道理的人。
If we encounter, the Lord will open a way for us so that we will meet people who want to seek the truth.
就好像要卖东西的当 sales 了，每天都要想到底我要去哪里找生意啊。
Just like a salesperson, every day you have to think about where to go to get more business.
没生意就没奖金。
If there's no business, you don't have your commission.
我们传福音不是为了奖金，你当然也没有钱收啊。
Of course, for us to preach the gospel, it's not that we can earn commissions. We don't earn anything by preaching the gospel.
我们是要救灵魂啊。
But we do it to save souls.
如果都没有救到。
If we haven't saved any souls,
太对不起主耶稣。
Then we really have fallen short of God's expectation. So every day we have to pray for this matter.
立志。
To make the resolution.
所以我们立志行事，是因为神在我们的心里运行。
So when we make resolutions, it's because God is working in our heart.
如果你今天听了这篇道理
，Today you have heard this sermon.
你觉得说我想立志要讨神的喜悦。
If you feel like yes, I do want to make a resolution to please God.
是因为神感动你，要你讨神的喜悦。
Then it's because God has moved you.
如果你听了这篇道理。
If you heard this sermon,
立志改变自己的嘴巴，我过去讲了太多不应该讲的话。
And you make the resolutions to not sin with your mouth.
这是因为神要感动你，要改变。
This is because God has moved you that He wants to change you.
如果今天我们听了这个道理
，Today if we heard this sermon,
立志2011年至少要把圣经读一遍。
We make the resolution that in the year 2011 we have to read the Bible at least once.
不要每次停在埃及啊，出来一下嘛。
Don't always dwell in Egypt, come out of it.
一天读三篇，一年就读一次。
If every day you read three chapters, then one year you can finish the entire Bible.
都不用十五分钟。
It won't even take 15 minutes.
如果你有这个例子，因为神在里面感动你了，你收到讯号了。
If you are going to make this kind of resolution, then God has worked in your heart and moved you, and you have received His signal.
如果你现在立志想要传福音。
If you are going to make the resolution to preach the gospel,
感谢神，神会用你，你会带到人来信主。
Thank God, God will use you, and you will surely bring someone to believe in the Lord.
立志行事。
Make resolution and act on them.
都是神的能力在我们心里运行。
And all these come from God working in us.
为了成就他的美意。
To complete His good purpose.
正道就到此。
I end my sermon here.
愿神荣耀归给主耶稣基督。
May all the glory be unto the name of Lord Jesus.
现在我们新年呢，也有特别的节目。
We have special activities for the new year.
我们中文成人诗班、天爱诗班，要我们献上两首好听的诗歌赞美神。
Our Chinese choir will present two hymns to praise God.
第一首啊。
The first hymn.
就是我们要赞美你。
I want to praise you.
第二首。
The second hymn.
就是爱的礼物。
Is the gift of love.
现在我们请中文诗班来预备。
Now we'll invite our Chinese adult choir.
从心里面 唱出来优美的诗歌，的确能够感动我们的心灵。
The beautiful themes that came from our heart can touch people's hearts.
好，现在我们一起来唱诗183首。
Now let's sing hymn 183.